Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good morning, Pittsburgh.
Tuesday it is of Super Bowl week, and we do talk football to get going. Twitter, hit us there. Brought to you by South Hills Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Peters Township. Visit them online, southhillsjeep.com. Two teams playing in the Super Bowl. That'd be Kansas City and Philadelphia. Everyone else in the course of shaping their Super Bowl hopes, their Super Bowl dreams. And right now that involves, well, draft planning. It involves free agency talk. And it also involves putting together staffs that you think can get you to that ultimate goal, which is lifting the Lombardi. For one staff out west of here, and that's in Minnesota, they want to strengthen their defense. They absolutely do. And those are the Vikings. And they are in the midst of hiring Brian Flores away from the Pittsburgh Steelers. We start talk right there this morning. Hit us on Twitter, and you could talk about it as well. And also on our text line, Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. There are two parts to this situation with Brian Flores, the first of which is this, and let's tackle it right now. How much will this impact your Pittsburgh Steelers? I don't know. I go back and forth. Obviously, the Steelers had a great defense, but for me, the Pittsburgh Steelers were a really good defense during when T.J. Watt was healthy. They weren't a great defense when T.J. Watt was hurt. Is T.J. Watt a much more impactful piece to this defense than Brian Flores or any coach ever will be? How much will this hurt the Pittsburgh Steelers that Flores is leaving?
I would say not that much. You still have Terrell Austin. You still have Mike Tomlin. Two guys that are very competent in running defenses, two defensive minds that will be in the room evaluating the whole process of what they want to do game plan wise, and you just nailed it, Cullen. I mean, if you have T.J. Watt, your team is different on defense. Your team is different as a team. He's a $100 million guy. He's one of the best players in the league. So if he's out in the field, you should expect to have a competent defense and a defense that could have a high level of production. So all in all, I think that Brian Flores was a nice piece whenever he was hired. This was the only job I think that he was going to be able to take at the time because what he was dealing with the NFL. But I really personally don't think that he had that much of an impact on how the defense played this year.
Well, I think you guys are both nail on the head about T.J. Watt being the biggest variable in how this defense performs. But they did go from 20th 2 years ago to 10th in the league in points against with Brian Flores as a part of that defensive leadership system. I don't know what his specific impact was. I don't know if it was limited to linebackers, if it did include that much game planning, but I don't think it's a good thing. Just as it wasn't a bad thing to add a guy with the experience level and expertise of Brian Flores, I don't think it's a good thing if you lose him. But you're right, the impact of the T.J. Watt variable is larger than the impact of the Brian Flores variable.
See, I think they're going to miss him a great deal.
Explain.
I look at last season, the one prior to this one, and they had T.J. Watt largely the whole time. He had 22 and a half sacks, one of the great defensive seasons, frankly, of all time, and they were the worst rush defense in football. Then you lose T.J. Watt for half the season, and you wind up with a much improved rush defense, and all your numbers across the board were better. I do think he had an impact. Kenny Pickett talked about it as well with Cam Hayward after the season. He said that one of the reasons he feels he got better in two-minute drills is because Brian Flores was able to help talk him through that, which I thought was pretty powerful. I would have tried to keep him. Maybe they did, but I definitely think it is going to be a loss.
Well, why can't we give credit to Terrell Austin? Terrell Austin, this was his first year as a D coordinator.
Sure.
Now, why can't we give him the credit? I mean, he's the one running the defense, and Keith Butler was the defensive coordinator before that, whenever you just named, whenever they were, what was the defense that they had the year before that Terrell Austin was the coordinator, I give a lot of credit and most credit to Terrell Austin, what he has done in his first year as a coordinator.
That's a good point. I just don't think you can give credit to one and not the other, because they were both the two different parts from one year to the next. And Terrell Austin was still part of the staff 2 years ago when the defense wasn't good, obviously did not have as big of a say. I do think you want more defensive minds, more coaches, frankly, in the room than the Steelers are usually willing to pay for.
All right, well, let's stop right there, and that's a discussion that's very interesting. If you have a defensive-minded head coach like you do, how many great or very good or high-end defensive minds do you actually need there? That, to me, I'm not saying that they were wrong. I'm wondering out loud here, because who really is running the defense? Is it something that is a group effort? Is it something that has veto power where Mike Tomlin says, I'm the guy that gets the ultimate vote? Like, you wonder, because we talk about this with offense all the time. Shanahan is in with the 49ers, or Andy Reid is, well, the offensive coordinator, really not the offensive coordinator. Is it the same thing defensively if you have a defensive-minded head coach?
I would say yes. I mean, let's just go around. Let's, outside of Bieniemy, who we know, you know, works alongside Andy Reid, can you guys name the offensive coordinator of the Cincinnati Bengals?
Could you name the offensive coordinator of the Philadelphia Eagles?
Nope.
You know?
49ers.
Yep. 49ers, nope. Right? I mean, you know, the head coach is the guy that is calling the plays on offense, and I believe that that is the same thing that happens with the Steelers, even though that they have a guy, well, you see, like Mike Kafka. Okay, so mm-hmm. He's a guy, I think that he's more impactful for the Chiefs than Bieniemy is. So I think that Terrell Austin is more impactful for the Steelers than probably Brian Flores was, because Terrell Austin is the guy constructing the defense alongside Mike Tomlin having the veto power, and then Brian Flores is like, okay, yeah, that looks good.
Right, and it's why Kafka got the Giants job.
Right,
you know, and why Kafka might get this head coaching job in the next 24 hours. You know, the Arizona job. It's why it might happen. You're absolutely positively right. Let's get down to this then. And we're back to the Fan Morning Show. That's us, presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing, now part of the Armstrong Comfort Solutions. You can feel free to weigh in, easy for me to say. Fan Hotline presented by Nemecolon. Around every corner, Nemecolon creates real-life magic for guests. This then becomes the fundamental question that is such an easy, elementary question, but I don't think enough people tackle it. How important is coaching at the NFL level? Is it about players? Is it about coaching? Is it about a little bit of both? Do we totally overblow conversations like this where we talk about position coaches and coordinators, and at the end of the day or when the ball's kicked off, it's about players making plays? How important is coaching?
Well, I brought this up right in the summer when I first started doing, you know, some time here on the Fan Morning Show about like a running back coach in the NFL and how the impact is very minimal, because the guy's got to know how to play running back already. Like, if you don't know how to play your position at that level, you don't belong at that level. Now, coaching is important for game plan wise and play wise, like what we're going to run this week, getting guys in the right spots and lining up. But like individual wise, see, like I'm a firm believer that Brian Flores, maybe the perception was for him to be brought in to help Devin Bush. And I was like, he's not going to help Devin Bush. Only Devin Bush can help Devin Bush play linebacker. Devin Bush has been playing linebacker since he was a kid. Mm-hmm. How much more can Brian Flores get out of a guy like that? Now, maybe he could put him in the right spots and show him a different way to blitz. But playing the position, a position coach really, really doesn't do that much unless it's an offensive line coach that has to deal with a unit like that or a quarterback coach.
Knowing that he had a little bit of a wider scope, though, and you get players like Chris Wormley, right, who testified to the impact of Brian Flores, I do wonder if he was one of the keys to the improvement that Crowley pointed out in the rush defense, for example. So, again, I don't think it's the biggest thing to this defense. I don't think it's going to be a major shock to the system. He was only here for 1 year. Terrell Austin, as you pointed out, Doran, is still going to be here. Mike Tomlin's still going to be the final say-so and have veto power over everything they do on the defensive side of the ball. But I do think, like I said, adding that guy wasn't a bad thing. Losing him, I don't think, is necessarily a good thing.
Well, and we spend so much time, you want to talk about the impact of coaching and what it really means. We talk all the time about how the Steelers do the same crap over and over again. And this was a deviation from that, where typically they're not adding people to the staff in this kind of creative way. And it sort of fell into their laps, obviously. And I'm sure Brian Flores wishes it probably didn't have to go the way that it did. but it did. I just don't think you ever want to lose respected people. And Brian Flores has been interviewed for just about every defensive coordinator job out there and a couple of head coaching jobs. I'm not saying it's the end of the world, but when you lose somebody that's this respected, I don't think it helps.
I think that they expected this to happen.
Sure.
I think whenever they hired him in the summer, that they're like, we're going to lose him in, you know, in the winter. Like, after the season, like, he's going to be gone. Like, this is a stopgap guy. He's going to be here. We're going to give him opportunity to try to do something here in our organization, but he's either going to be a head coach or a coordinator right after the season.
I also think there's an assumption from some, and I don't know why this is, that Brian Flores is a better football coach than Terrell Austin. And that's not necessarily the case. It's not necessarily the case. It's the other way either. But Brian Flores, if you talk to 100 people that are in the NFL, I think that a lot of people would, it might be 60-40, might even be 70-30, but it's not 100-0 that Brian Flores is a better football coach than Terrell Austin.
I think that people think that Brian Flores is better because he actually got the head job.
Mm-hmm.
Terrell Austin, what people are forgetting, he interviewed 100 times for a head job and was one of the last candidates a lot of times for a head job. He could have easily been Brian Flores many times. He easily could have been a head coach at certain points of his career, and I think that that's why they give Brian Flores just a slightly more credit, is because he actually was the guy.
But the interesting twist on that is that Brian Flores has never actually been in title a defensive coordinator. He's been a linebackers coach, a special teams coach, a defensive assistant, and a head coach, but has never had that, for what that's worth, and it might not be worth anything, the actual defensive coordinator in the NFL.
Well, and Brian Flores did have winning seasons in his final 2 years in Miami, and if you go back and you look at Terrell Austin and the defensive ranks, I know what the organizations are for Detroit and Cincinnati, the results weren't good. I mean, points against, yards against, they were not good. And I don't know how you judge a defensive coordinator if you're not looking at it that way.
Fan Morning Show, a couple more minutes before we get to take it or flush it. You know, and this isn't nearly as heavy. It's very lighthearted. It came out who was wearing what for the Super Bowl. This always intrigues me. Great uniform matchup. Kansas City, white tops, red pants. That's what the Chiefs are. The Eagles are wearing green, which they should be. I didn't see what pants they were wearing, but I know they're wearing green. Hopefully they're not wearing black pants. I don't know.
Oh, that'd be bad.
Yeah, they do that sometimes. This is I thought of this. Kansas City's white tops with red pants, and those are some of the best uniforms in football. Am I wrong there?
No.
They're so sharp.
They are very sharp. Very, very
classic.
Sharp.
Yes, with the yellow piping.
And I love their logo. I love the Eagles logo, and I love that Eagles green. I mean, this is a 10 out of 10 Super Bowl uniform matchup.
Which Eagles is better, though? Like the 80s Eagles or this Eagles or what?
80s Kelly Green.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Kelly Green
Randall
was
Cunningham.
Better.
Yep.
Like these are good stuff.
Reggie
though.
White Eagles and Randall Cunningham Eagles are the best Eagles.
I'm with you on that.
This could be a difficult colorblind matchup, Dorn.
I mean,
I don't know. What's
red,
really?
Green?
White.
Red and green?
No, I mean, it's white jerseys.
Okay.
So, and green jerseys. So, I can.
It's not color right? Rush.
Decipher. Yes.
Yeah.
And I know who's playing.
I do like Kansas City because if you looked at Kansas City in 1971 or if you looked at Kansas City now, if it was Alan Page or if it's Patrick Mahomes, it's the same.
Yeah. Christian Okoye, like exactly the same.
How about Patrick Mahomes has Steve Breston's jersey?
For Kansas City?
Yeah. Wasn't Steve Breston number 15 for
I think
Kansas
he was.
City?
Yes, he was.
Wow. Back in the Todd Haley days.
Yes. He was electric still, for just a little bit. Not as electric as he was at Michigan. But when a punt went his way, you thought he could take it to the house.
No doubt. No doubt. They had him, Tyler Palco, and John Baldwin on the same roster with Todd Haley
That's
as
right.
the coach.
Jeez.
Think about that.
Palco.
Yeah.
What was – John Baldwin's a first-round pick.
Yep.
Palco took the Steelers to overtime.
He
Remember
did.
That, right?
He absolutely
yep. oh,
did.
Oh, my God.
He did take him to overtime. Oh, man. Is Tyler Palco going to the Super Bowl?
No. No, he won't. No, he won't be there.
No?
No.
He's
no,
not
he
on Radio Row with Pony?
Nope.
That's a disappointment.
Yeah, yeah. He's kind of backed away from football.
From football.
Yeah.
All right. Fair enough. Take it or flush it. Coming up in just a couple minutes, we get into that. And a woman called me something yesterday, and she was not my wife. Should I be offended or not? I'll tell you what that is this hour. That's all straight ahead. A very good Tuesday morning here.
Thank you, Colin. I'm here for Noah Gabriel & Company Jewelers, voted the number one jeweler in North Pittsburgh. Valentine's Day is just around the corner. Play Cupid with the stunning pair of half-carat, round, brilliant-cut diamond stud earrings for only $3.99 or a forever gold rose for $99. It's a real rose preserved in 24-karat gold. If you're looking to get engaged, Noah Gabriel will guarantee she'll love her ring with her exclusive perfect ring guarantee. Visit the Pine Tree Shops in Wexford, Ross Park Mall, or visit them online at noahgabrielco.com. That's noahgabrielco.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.